You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Tonight, Yoko Arimichi and her Powell Street Blues Band are celebrating their 40th anniversary at the Saloon in North Beach. Yoko became a disciple of American rock music when she was growing up in Kobe, Japan, and she rode her devotion to rock and roll across the Pacific Ocean on a cargo ship. KLW's Mary Franklin Harvin and Brandy Howell bring us the story.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the Beatles!
In 1966, when Beatles came to Japan, June 30th, 1966, that changed my life. I quit the orchestra and I got into rock and roll music. 6:30 p.m. they started the show. My father used to record us, so we had a small reel-to-reel tape player. I put the microphone to the TV. Before the Beatles came, my sister used to bring back records she borrowed from friends. I knew a little bit about the Beatles, but when I actually saw them on stage and playing, and it sounds great, and just my feeling was like, wow. That was a totally different feeling toward music. Before the Beatles came to Japan, I was playing classical music in the school orchestra. I was in junior high school. A few months later, I got my first electric guitar. This is a Japanese copy of Fender Telecaster, and I still use it. When I heard the Beatles was breaking up, I was shocked and sad, and me and my friends talked about the Beatles like, yeah, everybody was sad.
The Beatles, rehearsing, recording, rapping, creating, live. In a new motion picture.
Whenever they showed the Beatles movie, I went to the movie theater all day. I saw the Beatles Let It Be like 24 times. Yeah, there will be terror, let it be. I was 24 when I first came to the United States. I met the right people at the right time. I met this American named Debbie at my friend's cafe, and she was looking for a place to stay in Japan for 2 months. She was the girlfriend of the captain of the boat. The boat was going back and forth between Japan and America. I was already dreaming about going to abroad, and I was playing lots of American rock music too. So I told her, yeah, I want to go to America. I'm saving money, but I don't know when. And she said, this is a chance. Let's go with me. Let's go with a boat. And I got a free ride by cargo ship from Japan to the United States. January 9, 1977, we sailed toward the United States. And in the night, me and the officers, you know, we drink and talk, and the Korean crew played guitar, so we played actually Beatles music together. And the European officers, they like Beatles too, and we had a great time. My name is Yoko, the Ocean Child, and I was very happy. Almost every evening, it's a beautiful sunset. In the night, the stars. I slept at the highest part of the ship, looking at the stars in the sky. It was beautiful and romantic. We arrived February 7th, 1977. Different year, but the same date that the Beatles first came to the United States. Every year, February 7th, I see the like, Beatles' anniversary, and I was thinking, mine too. Everything just happened. I came to California to see my Indian friend I knew from Japan. And after I just passing by San Francisco, and the second day of San Francisco, I met a street musician at the Union Square. I said, well, I play music too. And And he lent me his guitar. That's the beginning of my life in San Francisco. I was also playing by myself too. It was like the late 70s, and I went to Chinatown to play, and I played like, you know, just a few days, and I was able to make rent. 1978, I met, you know, original member of the Powell Street Blues Band. We are jamming every day, and one time I said to the harmonica player, and what shall we call? And he said, Powell Street Blues Band.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the saloon. We are the Powell Street Blues Band.
The saloon is the best. No place like the saloon. I've been playing at the saloon since 1979. This is the oldest saloon in San Francisco, right? And it's the home of my band. Play music that on the stage and with other musicians, it's a very bliss moment. So I have those moments, you know, that's I'm so grateful with my life.